We're holding on Ayin Beis Amud Aleph by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, a person gives a get and he says, Ze gitech imati. This should be my get. This should be my get, meaning that this should be your get, rather, meaning that should be effective. Imati, if I die, which implies, in other words, he means he dies from that, so it makes it sound that he wants to be chal only after he dies. Well, and get la hamisa, which we're going to be discussing. We've touched on that point before in the Masechta, and now we're going to be discussing it in more detail. Or similarly, if he says, ze gitich mecholi ze, if he says, this is your get from this sickness, implying from the result of this sickness, meaning that he expects to die from it, and again, so ain't get la hamisa. Or he explicitly says this should be the get after you die. In all those cases, what he said doesn't count for anything because ain't get la hamisa. Meaning, in other words, the get is not chal at all, and why would he be giving a get under such conditions is because he wants a repotter from chalitza or yibum. Well, in this case, then she's not going to be, and the result is she is going to need, we're going to see in the Gemara, when we say it's not effective, to what extent is there maybe any sense in which it is effective as far as that? We'll see, but it's certainly not effective as far as releasing her and making her that now she's able to remarry freely. So that for sure not. She's definitely going to need chalitza. Whether she can still do yibum in that case, we'll see in the Gemara. On the other hand, if he says mehayom imati, if he says this should be as of today if I die, which implies therefore that so if he dies, then it should take effect retroactively to now. Or me'achshav imati, he says as of now if I should die, harei ze get, then it's a valid get because then okay, he's saying that then he's putting a condition on it. And therefore, like any condition, we're going to discuss later on in the Masechta. We're going to talk about some of the details of conditions. Most of the dinim of conditions actually are dealt with in Masechta Kiddushin, but we're going to be talking about them a good deal in our Masechta as well. So here, fine. This is a regular condition, and the usual rules apply. Therefore, that it's valid. On the other hand, now what if he says mehayom la'achamisa? What if he says as of today, but after death? So the question is: so is it a tnai, meaning that if I die, then it should take effect retroactive to now? So then, in that case, that's good also because that means the tnai has been fulfilled. So it's a get of now, or is it chazara? Does it amount to that he's changed his mind and said that you know what, I changed my mind. I don't want it to take effect. I said mehayoyim, but then I decided, you know what, I don't really want it to be in effect now. I want it to be only in effect la'achamisa. And therefore that wouldn't work. So get the ain't a get. So the result is it's a get, but it's not a get. In other words, it's a doubtful get. In other words, Rashi explains it's one thing by matona if he says mehayom la'achamisa, such a thing can work because then what it means is he means to say the goof of it should be yours as of now, but I'll still retain rights to the payrus as long as I'm alive, and then when I die, then you'll get the payrus as well. You don't have that. And it doesn't work as a tonight, because again, that would have to be mehayom imati. So therefore, it's a get, the ain't a get. Now, the Gemara is going to ask, in that case, then why is it different than the first case of the Mishnah, where we said it's not a get at all? So therefore, if he does end up dying, then she has to do chalitza with his brother. She can't do yibum, because what if the get did take effect, and then she's an erva to his brothers, Tosfos, by the way, asks quite. Rabbi Natan brings a question. Now, if he says mehayom imati, which is one of the ones that he said is good, what if he dies that same day? than what happens. After all, Mehayoyim conceivably could be as of the beginning of today, or it could be as of the end of today. So maybe in fact we should say that it takes effect only at the end of the day. So Rabbeinu Tam actually says he's not real sure about that. So he brings from Rabbeinu Elchanan who says that no, the word Mehayoyim doesn't literally mean from today, meaning that we're talking about a calendar day. We're actually talking about as of right now. So therefore, it means that he wants it to take effect right now. So therefore, Rabbeinu Elchanan says in Tosfos that it would be good despite Rabbeinu Tam's doubt about on the question. Anyway, the Mishnah continues. What about if he says this is your get as of today? Where again, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that would mean if he actually dies that day, then maybe you have a suffix. And according to Rabbeinu Elchanan, there's no suffix, and obviously it means as of now. But anyway, he says imati micholi zeh. He says if I die from this sickness. So now, then he got up from that illness, and he walked in the street, showing apparently that he recovered from that illness, although we'll see in the Gemara. And then he became sick again, and then he died. So the question is that a relapse of the original sickness, or is that something new? So we have to evaluate him. And we have to figure out what exactly happened with you. Imach mescholi orushin mes. If there's reason to think that he died because of the original sickness, hareis a get, then it would be a valid get. We have to see what the doctors say, basically. The imlav ain't a get, and if not, then it wouldn't be a get because then the tanai wasn't fulfilled because he expected that it would only be if he dies from this sickness, and in the event he didn't die from that sickness. So we have to evaluate it. The player, sure, by the way, just deals with over here the question. So what's the scenario? I mean, we know that in Kiddushin, the Gemara tells us that you need that, in order for a Tanai to be valid, you need Tanai Kofu. So you need to repeat the conditions of the Tanai. You need to say if, for example, I die from this sickness, then it should be a get. And if not, it shouldn't be a get. So what is it over here? Actually, he asked on the beginning of the Mishnah when he said that if he says get gidach imati like a maklum, but if he said a tnai, if he said this is my get if I die, this is your get if I die, and it should not be your get if I don't die, well then what's the problem? So then in that case, then why would it be loyal maklum? It amounts to saying that, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, it amounts, as Abaye is going to say, that the word imati has two possible meanings. It can mean the equivalent of me'achshav. It can be la'achamisa. But if you made it tonight kofel and made it clear, and if I don't die, it shouldn't be a get, shouldn't that make it clear? So he discusses that, we're talking about he didn't repeat the Tanai, but still we wouldn't say the Tanai is bottle because maybe there's no lashon of Tanai over here. Maybe he's just saying, when will this get take effect when I die and get lachamisa. Anyway, so the Gemara starts off. Alma imati k'lachamisa dami. So now, what are we seeing from the beginning of the Mishnah? We're saying that if he says immati, if I die, then that's the equivalent of saying la'achamisa, that it should take effect after he dies. Therefore, no good. But v'hodertani. But then it continues because, in other words, it can't be that it means the equivalent of hayoyim la'achamisa, because we said in the continuation of the Mishnah that that's fine. So immati evidently means that it should take effect, that right now it's not in effect at all, but and it won't even be retroactive to now. When I die, then it'll take effect, and that doesn't work, and get la'achamisa. But then he continues in the Mishnah that it should be in effect from today, as of today, if I die, or as of now, if I die, and we're saying that then it's a good get. So we see from that, apparently, that the word imati does not mean la'achamisa, because on the face of it, then, what it means is that, rather, in the third part of the Mishnah, we said again, we have like this, he says, If im mati, then we said it's no good. Mehayom im mati, then we said it's fine. Mehayom ala achamisa, then we said it's a suffer. So what is it? So if he says im mati, does it imply la achamisa, or does it not imply la achamisa? So how do we reconcile the two parts of the Mishnah? So Omer Abaye, immati shtei lashonis mashma. So Abaye says, yeah, you should realize the word immati actually does have two possible meanings. Mashma kame achshav, it implies that it should be in effect as of now. Umashma ke la'achamisa, it also implies that it could be la'achamisa. So therefore, Omer la mehayoyim, so therefore it depends what lashon he used. If he said it should take effect mehayoyim immati, by adding the word mehayoyim, he doesn't mean that it should first take effect after he dies. It means that it should, means that when he dies, it's a tnai that will be fulfilled when he actually dies. So therefore that's valid. It's the equivalent of saying as of now, therefore it takes effect as of now. But if he didn't say the word mehayoyim, if he just said like in the ratio of the Mishnah, immati commander omalala achamisa dummy, then we use the other meaning of immati, which means that it will take effect when I die, and that's no good because ain't yet la achamisa. So that's how we reconcile it. It depends what he put together with the immati. Okay. Now we said ze gitach immati la omakfum. We said in the third case of the Mishnah that if he says, the first case of the Mishnah, really, when we said, Zeg Gitach Immati, this is your get if I die. So we said, Lo Yom Aklum, it doesn't work because Ein Get La Achamisa. However, Omer Rav Huna V'Chalitzas. However, Rav Huna says, the fact is, she still is going to need Chalitza because she can't do Yibum, but because what if the get, so in other words, to a certain extent, the get has had an effect. She can't do Yibum anymore, but she still is going to have to do Chalitza. Meaning, in other words, not really when the Mishnah had said that Loy Omaklum, Rav Huna is going to understand, as we're going to say, and then we're going to just develop the point in the Gemara over here, doesn't actually mean that it doesn't count at all as a get. It means that it sort of partially counts, and therefore she's going to have to do Chalitza. She's not able to do Yibum. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Loy Omaklum Katani. The Mishnah had said he didn't say anything. So nothing means nothing, means none, that's not a valid get at all, means they should even be able to do Yibum if necessary. The answer is no. What it means is Loyam Aklum, Das Tirul Alma. It means she's also to everybody else, because the get may not have been Chal, but there's still a suffix Zika, and therefore she's gonna need, therefore Yibum you can't do, as you usually can't do whenever there's a suffix, but Chalitza she's gonna have to do. Dasir Lama, she's also to everybody else, the Yavam Nami Asir, but the fact is she is also to the Yavam, so therefore she's gonna have to do Chalitza. But the Gemara asked, Bahamid is Sefer Chalitzes, Mikal Beresha, Yabumi Nami Miyadma. What do you mean? In the Sefer, in the third case, where we said, Mehayoyim ala Achamisa, and we said, Get Ve'ena Get, then we said, that that's when she, the Mishnah had said that Chalitzes V'loim is Yabemis, implying that in the first case of the Mishnah, nothing at all was needed. And the cloud of Reisha Yabumi Nami Miyadma, implying that in the Reisha you could even do Yibum. So in other words, the flow of the Mishnah would be the first case is not a get at all, and you could even do Yibum. The second case is a get, and therefore no Yibum nor Chalitza is necessary. And the third would be a suffix, and therefore therefore you'd need to do Chalitza, not Yibum. But the way Rav Huna is saying that the first and third cases of the Mishnah are identical, in both of them you need Chalitza and not Yibum. The answer is Masnisin Kirabonan. The answer is that the Mishnah is according to the Chachamim, Rav Huna is saying what he's saying following Rabbi Yossi, the Amos Zmanish of Shtar Mechiach Olam, where Rabbi Yossi says the date on a Shtar demonstrates when he wants it to take effect. Meaning, you have a Gemara in Bava Basra, where you have a case over there where a person writes a document saying that he wants to give all of his Nechosim to his son. So basically he wants to override the normal dinim of Yerusha. So the Mishnah says over there, that so the Tanakhama says you need to write Mehayom al Achamisa, similar to the way now in our Mishnah we said if you write Mehayom al Achamisa, then we said it's get ve'ena get. And Rashi pointed out the difference is that with a get, it's a one shot deal. So there's no carrot, there's no kalka versus peris, for example, to be given at different times. Whereas with land, for example, there is. You can have the keren, you can have the karka he gets now, and the peris he gets lachamisa. So therefore, that works. And the Mishnah says over there, he dafka would have to write that way. Otherwise, if he doesn't write the word mehayoyim, then it's lachamisa, and that's no good because lachamisa a matona can't take effect. On the other hand, Rabbi Yossi says you don't need to write mehayoyim because zmanish or shtar mechiyacholov, because you have a date in the shtar. So that demonstrates that. And when do you write the date? You write the date as of when the get is written. As when the shtar is written. So therefore, so by writing a date, you're demonstrating that you want that to be in effect as of now. So therefore, our Mishnah, when it says that he says zeh gittich in mati, the first case of the Mishnah, where loy omaklum, where it says he didn't say anything, that would be according to the Chachamim. They would say over there that unless he wrote mehayoyim, then it means that he's trying to have it take effect only after he dies. The same way here, if he says zeh gittich in mati, also means that he wants to try to make it take effect. Only after he dies, and that's no good. Meanwhile, Rav Huna, who's saying that such a thing does have a certain validity, would be according to Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi would say, Zmanish of Shtar Mechiyacholov, you have a date on the get, therefore that shows you wanted the get to start taking effect as of now. So therefore, that's the equivalent of writing Mehayon. So now, before we continue, though, and analyze what Rabbi Yossi actually holds, the big question is that a number of the Achronim deal with, we already learned earlier in the Masechta that a get has to have a date from Takanas Chachamim, and in fact, we're going to learn at the end of the Masechta that if a get does not have a date, then the get's possible, Madirabanan. So what are you telling me? Because he wrote a date, therefore he means he wants it to take effect as of now. The fact is he had to write a date anyway. So there's a number of different answers. I mean, the Pnei Yeshua has a very, very long discussion about the ins and outs of it. And he says there's a difference whether he writes that he wants it to take effect. La'acha misa, whereas the Mishnah is talking about immati. And again, we said the fact is the word immati, we just said, Abaye had said, does have two possible meanings. It can mean retroactively, or it could mean as of when he dies. So now, Rabbi Yossi is saying, because of the date and the get, then it means that we have to understand the word immati to mean that it's retroactive. But since we can't be sure of that, as the Gemara is going to go on, well, Rabbi Yossi himself may be sure, but as the Gemara is going to go on to say, Rav Huna is not sure, therefore he would say, Chaletzis v'loy misyabemis. Because we're saying immati, and we have two possible meanings of that. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi tells us that the date on the shtar weighs things in the direction of saying that it should take effect as of the date. There are a couple of other different answers in the back of the Gemara. The Mitzvah Esan says, look, you know, we learned before that, you don't need to write the actual date as in, you know, today, Friday, Yud of Tafshin Pei Gimel. We learned over there it's good enough to write even a partial date. You can just write Tafshin Pei Gimel. You can even just write, in the second Shnitta of the Yovel cycle or whatever, and it works. So conceivably he could have written the date that way, and if instead he wrote an actual specific date, then that means he wants it to take effect as of then. And then there's another answer that he could always write the same way. There's a halacha, for example, that you can write a get. Again, you don't even need to write a specific date. You can say this get should take effect hayom, and hayom would mean the day when the get is actually given, and that would be valid. So by the same token, he could have wrote over here the day that he dies. Yeah, he doesn't know in advance when that is, but he could write that, and then we would say the day that he dies, that becomes the day that the get takes effect. And of course, we would say no, because then get lachamisa. But the point is that's another way. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi is saying if instead he wrote an actual specific date, then it means he wants the get to take effect as of then. That's how the Torah Gittin says. Okay. So now the Gemara asks, Rav Yossi, Chalitza Nami Lo Tibori. So what are you telling me? You're saying that our Mishnah, Rav Huna, is understanding our Mishnah to go according to Rav Yossi. So therefore, so now in the first case of the Mishnah, then in that case, so according to Rabbi Yossi, chalitza nami lo tiboi. Then in that case, it should be a fully valid debt. In effect, Rabbi Yossi is saying that even if you don't write the word mehayoim, it's considered that you wrote mehayoim because of the date in the get. Well, in that case, then it's the same as the second case of the Mishnah, where we said that it's a good get, hareza get, so in that case, she doesn't need chalitza. Why is Rav Huna saying that she'd need chalitza in that case? So you're going to tell me maybe Rav Huna has a suffix, whether in fact the halacha is like Rav Yossi or not, and therefore because of that, he would be saying that you need, he'd be saying that you need chalitza. So the problem with that is, does Rav Huna in fact have such a suffix? We know that there was a time when Rabba Bar Avua was one time sick, and Rav Huna and Rav Nachman went to visit him. So Rav Huna asks Rav Nachman to ask Rabba Bar Avua. Now, of course, Rav Huna could have asked him himself. The Pashtus, the reason why he asked him is because Rabba Bar Avua was Rav Nachman's Rebbe. So Rav Huna figured maybe this way, it's more respectful that Rav Nachman should ask his Rebbe. So ask him, halacha k'Rav Yossi or ain halacha? Is the halacha like Rav Yossi or not? Omale, so when he asks him, so Rav Nachman says, how can I ask him? He says, time of Rav Yossi lo yadayna. I don't even understand Rav Yossi's reason why he would say in the case of our Mishnah, that you don't need chalitza at all. So I don't even know why you don't have to write mehayoyim. I don't even understand that. The halacha iboy minei. Am I supposed to ask Rabbi Bar Avua, my Rebbe, who the halacha is like? I don't even think the halacha could be like him. I'm supposed to understand what he's saying. Omalei, so Rav Huna says, don't you worry. At boy minei halacha. You ask Rabbi Bar Avua what the halacha is. Time it, Rav Yossi, I know I'm in halacha, and afterwards, if he tells you the halacha is like Rav Yossi, or even if he doesn't, whatever, I'll explain to you Rav Yossi's reason afterwards, but go ask him first. So, boy mine, so Rav Nachman asked Rav Bar Avua, Omalei, so he answers, Hochi Omer Rav, halacha to Rav Yossi. Yes, Rav said that the halacha is like Rav Yossi. Now, we're going to learn later on in the Masechta, Tosfos points out, you do have the Loshen that you write in the Get, Min Yoyma Dnan Ul Olam. The whole Nusach of the Get, we're going to deal with in the last Perek of our Masechta, we're going to deal with a number of the nuances. You have Min HaTorah, all you have to write really is Hareat Moteres L'chol Adam, or words to that effect. But Midin Rabbanan, you have a whole lot of verbiage that was added to because of various considerations in halacha, and among them is that you have the line Min Yoyma Dnan Ul Olam, from this day and onward, which makes it clear. So that's the equivalent of writing Mehayoyim, because Min Yoyma Dnan means Mehayoyim. It also means, for example, that he's not going to change. It also means, for example, he's not going to that there's not going to be a tonight that he's going to undo or something like that. There's not going to be, for example, he's going to be divorcing her only for a limited amount of time, which we're going to deal with there. There's questions about that. But anyway, so Tosfos says it's not strictly necessary. It's called shufra ba'alma. It's a nicer way of writing the get by adding that detail. It's not really that if you didn't write it, the get would be possible. Okay, nowadays it might be possible because you're not writing it according to Takanas Chachamim. But in any case, at least when the Takana was originally made, you didn't have to write that. It's called Shufra B'Shtara. It's a nicer way of making the Loshen of the Shtar clearer. Actually, Marsha wonders, so in that case, I mean, the same way as we're saying Rav Huna over here has a suffix, whether the halacha is like Rav Yossi, maybe Rav has the same suffix as well. So maybe he made that because of that. Why are we assuming that, why are we assuming that Rav says for sure that the halacha is, why are we assuming for sure that Rav is saying the halacha is like Rav Yossi? So our Gemara says, so he's saying the halacha is like Rav Yossi. So therefore, so that's the halacha. Lebosa de Nafak, after they left Rabba Bar Avua, Omalei, so Rav Huna tells him, Rav Huna keeps his promise and explains to Rav Nachman Rav Yossi's reasoning. Hainu time is it Rav Yossi. The reason why Rav Yossi says that, right, that even if you didn't write Mehayoim, but you wrote a date in the get, then that's the equivalent of writing Mehayoim. The Kasava is Zmanish or Shtarma Chiyacholav. The reason is because Rav Yossi holds the date, like we said before, the date of a Shtar demonstrates when you want it to take effect. In other words, here, like this, we said before in the Gemara, that we said Rav Yossi holds Zmanish or Shtarma Chiyacholav, but in the Mishnah over there, he hadn't said that. So Rav Nachman knew Rav Yossi's din. He didn't know why Rav Yossi says that. Why should it be effective right away? So now, after he has told that the halacha is like him, so Rav Huna explains to him what we said before, that the reason is based on Zmanish or Shtar Mechiyacholav. So, we see from that that Rav Huna knows the halacha is like Rav Yossi. Once Rav Baravua said that the halacha is like Rav Yossi, then Rav Huna is accepting that and saying that's how it is. So why now would we be saying that he has a suffix whether the halacha is like Rav Yossi? So no, Elo, the Gemara says, rather, we can answer, Misaptalei, you can still say that Rav Huna has a suffix, E, Omer Rav Yossi, Baal Peh, Eloi Omer. Would Rav Yossi's din also apply only when, so like this, he wrote the get without any tznoi, without any anything. Later on, when he gives it to her, he says, the tznai immati. So therefore, so now, by a shtar, for example, when a person is writing a shtar matona, and he writes a date on it, you can say that the date indicates, or get for that matter, then the date indicates that mehayoyim. But maybe when the shtar was written without anything at all, when are we saying this whole concept that we're saying zmanish or shtar mechiyacholav would be if we have reason to think that instead it might take effect at a different time, then Rav Yossi is telling us to look at the date. But that would be only if there was some reason to think that in the first place. Here, the shtar itself doesn't say anything about imati or anything like that. All it says is the date. So maybe not. Maybe in fact it was written with the date, and then he changed his mind, and then maybe he changed his mind, and he's giving it amanas that should take effect only la'achamisa because he didn't repeat the word mehayoyim. So basically, is he changing his mind, similar to what we said in the Mishnah, or Tosfos phrases it a little bit differently, is he being mevatel with his words, the proof of the time from the shtar? Because after all, the shtar didn't say the word mehayoyim in it, all it says is a date. So fine, Rabbi Yossi is saying a date is the equivalent of saying mehayoyim, but maybe not if he overrides that by saying imati. So maybe that's what Rabbi Yossi suffered. So now in particular, you have Rashi explains that we're talking about that he wrote the get normally and is only saying tnai verbally. As a matter of fact, the Rambam and a couple of other Rishonim, the Rif as well, hold the chlal. When you're giving a get with a tnai, you don't write any tnai into the actual body of the get. You write the get without any tnai or anything, and afterwards, when you're giving it, then you make the tnai. So now, therefore, we have the real question, therefore, whether he didn't write a tnai in the get, so all the more so then maybe in fact, Rav Yossi's din would apply only to the kind of shtaris where you can write a tnai in them, versus gittin where you're not even supposed to write a tnai in them. Well, the question is, does Rav Huna have that suffix either? V'hatnan. We learn in a Mishnah later on in our parak, Hareza gitich in mebosim yikan vad yudbis chodesh. If the person says, the husband says, this should be your get and it'll be in effect if I don't come back within 12 months, umes v'sech shnei masa chodesh, and the husband died during the 12 months, ain't a get. Well, it's not a valid get because he said that it should be chal only after the 12 months and already he died, and therefore ain't get la'achamisa. But the Tani Allah, but we learn in a braisa regarding that, Rabbi Senu hitiruha leinase, Rabbi Senu, which is a certain base din we're going to identify in a second, allowed her to remarry. But Amr Rabbi Yehuda Amr Shmuel Bey Din at the Shoru Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda tells us in the name of Shmuel that Rabbi Senu specifically is the base din that allowed oil of goy. So the Gemara tells us in Avodah Zarah the same way as we have past Akum and Chol of Akum and then Yayin of Akum, Stam Yenum, the same way there used to be at one time a Xera not to use olive oil that was made by Goyim without a Jew supervising it. The Gemara tells us over there that the Takana goes back to the time of Daniel. However, there came a later Beis Din of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, the grandson of Rebbe, and they were matur it. Why they were matur it is a whole different matter. There's different points about it. One point is that it became very difficult because many of the oil-producing areas of Eretz Yisrael were under the control of the Goyim. Whatever the case, that Beis Din was matur that, and then it became famous. That's the Beis Din that was matur oil, olive oil, prepared by Goyim. So any other takana of theirs that's mentioned throughout Shas, always we identify them as that, because even though they made other takanas, that's their best known takana. Now, and again, Savri Lokid of Yosi, on what basis do they say that this woman is allowed to get married? What do you mean? The guy died within the 12 months, and it should take effect only at the end of the 12 months. Is again Savri Lokid of Yosi, Zmanish Oshtamech Yecholov, because they hold like Rav Yosi, that Zmanish Oshtamech Yecholov. Now there you're talking about a get. So therefore, obviously, then it works by a get as well, and it works even with a Tnai Baal Peh, where he said, if I don't return within 12 months. So therefore, so obviously, Rav Huna can't have a suffix whether Rav Yosi means his din to apply in that case as well, because we see that Rabbi Seinu, held, and the halacha is like them, that yes, Rav Yosi holds that it applies to that case as well. So no. Ela Masakdele, I halacha ke Rav Yosi Baal Peh, o ein halacha. Okay, so you could say that maybe Rav Huna has a suffix whether the halacha is like Rav Yosi when it comes to a tnai, also when it comes to a statement, baal peh, even mati, or maybe not, maybe only if it's written into the get. So now, again, according to Rashi, the Sayata, who say that you could, in fact, write tnoyim in the get, then it's very simple. You have the choice to write the tnai in the get, or not to write it. So therefore, he chose not to write it. So the question is, would the halacha be like Rabbi Yosi? Maybe Rabbi Seinu are only allowing it only when it actually says in the get itself, if I don't come back, b'sarach shnei masa chodesh. According to the Rif, and everybody, you would have to say that. Again, the Pnei Yeshua discusses that in some detail, the reason why the Rif and the Rambam have a problem with writing a tnai in a get is because then maybe it's not chrisus. But if he writes in Mati, then maybe you would say in that case, since it can't take effect after death, so that would mean that we're going to be machshuv it through zmanish or shamish yecholov. So maybe such a get would be possible regardless. Pnei Yeshua discusses it a little bit. So evidently it must mean we're talking about tnai baal peh, but then the question is whether the halacha would be like Rabbi Yosi in that. Well, the question is, mima sakalei, still does Rav Huna have a suffolk about that? Well, Amar Rava, hareza gitach imati, if the person says this should be your get, and it'll be in effect if I die, or shani mes, or because I'm going to die. So that amounts to a tnai that it should take effect, it'll take effect when I die. Either way, la'acha misa, or if he says la'acha misa, either way, aims a get, then it's not a get. So hey chidami. So we have to realize what's the scenario that Rava is talking about. You're talking about that he said also the word mehayoyim u'virabonon, and the chachamim are the ones who are saying that's not a get. The question is, do you need to even say that? Would Rava even need to tell us that? It's obvious, but it's not. We learned in the Mishnah. So if he says mehayoyim, and saying mehayoyim is good enough, well, the Mishnah says mehayoyim mati hareiz again, and apparently the Chachamim would agree to that. The Ela lav delet omim le mehayoyim. So evidently the case is he didn't say mehayoyim, v'Rav Yosi, and that would be according to Rav Yosi. Shmamina halacha k'Rav Yosi. Wouldn't that demonstrate that the halacha is like Rav Yosi? So how can Rav Huna have a suffix on that? The answer is, the Gemara says, well, Rava pshitalei la Rav Huna mastakalei. Okay, Rava knows for sure that the halacha is like Rav Yosi, but Rav Huna could still have a suffix. So you could still say that is Rav Huna's suffix of whether the halacha in the end is fine. The halacha is like Rav Yosi with a t'nai that's written into the get, but is the halacha like Rav Yosi also by a t'nai baal peh? Maybe not necessarily. So that's one way of understanding then that's Rav Huna's suffix. So again, the Pnei Yeshua is saying that maybe you would say if he writes imati, since that affects only the date of the get, then maybe we could say that therefore we could talk about whether if he's changing his mind, that means the get is going to be possible anyway, because it ain't get la'chamisa. And if not, then maybe it's only affecting the date of the get, so you still have the rest of it was written l'shem kudusos, and therefore it would be fine. Anyway, but Rav Huna is saying, I don't know, is the halacha like Rav Yosi, even by a t'nai bal peh or not? The boyseima, or the Gemara says another possibility, la'olam, in fact, what we were trying to bring a proof from what Rava is saying. So the first answer is that, look, you know, just because Rava knows that the halacha is like Rav Yosi, doesn't mean that Rav Huna has to know that as well. But now we can say, anyway, there's no proof from what Rava is saying, we can give a different answer. In fact, what Rava is saying could be where he said mehayoyim, and virabonan, and it would be according to the Chachamim of our Mishnah that only if you say mehayoyim, only then is it good. You're going to ask in that case, what's the chiddush? Hani lishne itzrichilei. You could say that Rava's chiddush is to mention the other lashonis that he said. The Mishnah had only said imati. The Mishnah had only said, he said imati or mechodi zeru l'achamisa. So now Rava is adding other lashonis. Shani mes ki imati dami. That if he says that I'm going to die, then that's the equivalent of imati and kisha almost l'achamisa dami. And then kisha almost is the equivalent of saying l'achamisa, and therefore that's no good. So maybe therefore that is the chiddush in what he's saying, but not to tell us the essential fact. That the halacha is, you have to say mehayoyim. So maybe Rava also is not sure whether the halacha is like Rav Yosi, or maybe Rava is saying the halacha is in fact like the Chachamim. We said before, Rav says the halacha is like Rav Yosi, Rava is entitled to disagree. But anyway, Rava could also be saying, like Rav Huna, that we're not sure whether in a case like this, with the T'nai al peh, is it in fact, is the halacha like Rav Yosi in that case as well. So far, then, that's all one lashon of what Rav Huna had said. So what we said so far was that Rav Huna was referring to the ratio of the Mishnah, that if he says imati or mecholi zeh or whatever, so the Mishnah had said loy amaklum, but Rav Huna is saying that would be only according to the Chachamim. Rav Yosi holds that mehayoyim makes that writing a date in the get makes it the equivalent of mehayoyim. However, Rav Huna is unsure whether Rav Yosi's din also applies to a t'nai bal peh like we have in a get. So now another way of understanding the ikka demasni va asefa. Others say that Rav Huna's statement is referring to the sefa of our Mishnah, to the second case where it said zeh gitach l'achamisa lo yomaklum. So not the sefer rather specifically the within the reisha itself you had three cases imati or mecholizeh or la'achamisa. So the second version of understanding what Rav Huna is going to say is going to refer specifically to that case where he says zeh gitach la'achamisa lo yomaklum, that if he says la'achamisa then it's nothing amar Rav Huna uladibur Rav Yosi chelatzes. So according to Rav Yosi, you should know, because he says that even if he didn't say mehayoyim, it's the equivalent of saying, therefore, she'd have to do chalitza, because again, zmanish or shtar mechiyach olam. So therefore you have the suffix of whether when he gives it is considered a t'nai or chazon. And you have also, when it says, and in the sefer of the Mishnah, you had the case where he says mehayoyim alachamitza. So the Gemara says, Pshita, isn't that obvious? The Sefer L'Rabbanon Chelatzos, the same way as in the Sefer, in the actual Sefer of the Mishnah, where it says that if you said, Mehayoyim al-Achamisa, the Chachamim said that she has to do Chalitza, because we can't be sure whether his Mehayoyim, whether his La'achamisa means to undo the Hayoim, or whether it means to put a Tanai on it. So Reisha Nami, L'Rab Yosi Chalitza. So therefore, by the same logic, of course, in the Reisha, fine, Rab Yosi is saying that not saying Mehayoyim is still the equivalent of saying Mehayoyim as long as the get has a date on it. Well, very good then, according to Rav Yosi. Obviously, she's going to have to do Chalitza in the case of the Reisha, the same way as according to the Chacham, she's going to have to do Chalitza in the case of the Sefer, because in both cases, you have a Mehayoyim. In the last case, you have an explicit Mehayoyim. In the first one, you have an implicit one, according to Rav Yosi, based on Zmanish or Shtar. So what's the Chiddush? And the answer is Maor Tema. Without Rav Huna having told us, you would have said, Rav Yosi Bahar Ke Rebi Svirlei. Maybe when it comes to the last case of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yosi would hold like Rabbi, the Omar Gita Mal Yahavi, who says that actually it's a perfectly good get. So further on, we're going to talk about that we have an opinion of Rebbe that where he says, Mehayoyim al-Achamisa, it is a fully good get, unlike the Chachamim were saying that we're not sure whether it's a Tanai or Chazara. Rebbe says it's for sure a Tanai. So therefore, you would have thought, so then maybe Rabbi Yosi agrees with that. The Chalitza Nami Loti Boy, therefore she shouldn't require Chalitza as well. Kamash Malan, the Loi Rebbe, Savalak Rabbi Yosi, Valan Rabbi Yosi, Savalak Rebbe. You should know that neither of them holds like the other. So don't think that Rabbi Yosi agrees with Rebbe. Realize that they actually argue with one another, and therefore, in the ratio of the Mishnah, where he didn't say Mehayoyim, and Rabbi Yosi considers it the equivalent of saying Mehayoyim, yes, he would say that Chelatzes, because we can't be sure whether it was a Tanai or Chazara, unlike Rebbe, who says that for sure it's a Tanai. Rebbe lo savalak Rabbi Yosi dekatani kazeget. Because the Braisa that we're going to bring in a minute that brings Rebbe's and Rabbi Yosi's opinions, we're going to use the Rebbe uses the expression kazeh get, like this in a certain case that he's going to talk about is a get, implying the Ma'uti de Rabbi Yosi, which implies that he's disagreeing. He's saying, but not Rabbi Yosi's case. And Rabbi Yosi lo sovel like a Rebbe. Similarly, Rabbi Yosi cannot possibly hold like Rebbe. To Katani kazeget. Rabbi Yosi also in his braisa that we're going to quote now also says kazeget l'mo'uti de Rebbe. And evidently he wants to exclude the case. Evidently he wants to exclude the case of Rebbe's. So by each one saying the word kazeget is being memayat something. So Rashi points out that, in other words, even though Rabbi Yosi holds by Matana, it's kosher, because again, when you say Mehayoyim al-Achamisa, each one can have an effect now. The guf can be an effect from Hayoyim, and the peiros la'achamisa, but a get, there's no such thing, so therefore Rabbi Yosi is going to say that it is a suffix of whether it's a Tanai or Chazara. So Rabbi Yosi does not agree with Rebbe, who would say, as we're going to quote now, that such a thing is valid, and vice versa, Rebbe is going to quote a case where he says that there's going to be a case that Rebbe quotes that is valid, and Rabbi Yosi disagrees with, and vice versa. So Rebbe Maidi, what is the case that Rebbe addresses? So to Tanya, we learn in a Braisa, if the person says, Mehayom al achamisa, get ve'ena get divrei chachamim, the last case of our Mishnah, where he said hayoyim al-achamisa, then it's a get, but it's not a get, it's a suffix get, because again, it's a suffix whether it was a tnai or a chazara. Rebbe Omer, because they're get, whereas Rabbi Yosi says, Rebbe says it is a valid get, because he said mehayoyim, so even though he said la'achamisa, and therefore, Rebbe is saying that this is a good get. The Rashba brings from a Yerushalmi that the idea is Rebbe holds the main thing is the Mehayoyim is the main part of it. The La'achamisa amounts to a Tanai, and fine, you can put a Tanai on a get. So the Tanai is, when he dies, it should take effect retroactively to now. But that's Rebbe says that. But again, by saying kazeh get, he's going to exclude a different case that Rabbi Yosi is going to address now that we're going to say. And vice versa. The point is, therefore, that Batzer Rav Huna wants to inform us that you should know that Rebbe and Rav Yossi won't accept each other's gittin, each one, the case where one of them says, because they're get, the other one would say, this is not a get. So Rav Yossi Maihi, where does Rav Yossi use the word kazeget? So it's not. We learn in a Mishnah later on in our parak. The husband says to kisfu get the ishti im lebasi mikan van shnei masachodesh. If he says to Adim, write and give a get to my wife if I don't come back within 12 months, because zvur b'seif shnei masachodesh v'nosnu la'achas shnei masachodesh. Now what happens if they wrote it during the 12 months, but they didn't give it until after the 12 months? Rabbi Yossi, I'm a kazeh get. Rabbi Yossi would say, like this is a get. Because, in other words, when he said, Rabbi Yossi understands that when he says kis, because like this, he put the words kisvu tznu before the tnai. So it amounts to saying, kisvu, write it anytime you want during the next 12 months. If I don't come back within 12 months, then tznu. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, kazeh get. Now, Rebbe was saying, would disagree with that and say it's not good. What's more relevant to our sugya is that the case that Rebbe says is good, where he says Mehayom al Achamisa, Rebbe Yossi is saying is not necessarily good, because that's why Rebbe Yossi says in his case Kazeh get, implying but not Rebbe's case. So in our Mishnah, when he says Mehayom, or according to Rabbi Yossi, he doesn't need to say Mehayoyim because you have the date on the get, and that's the equivalent of writing Mehayoyim, then Rabbi Yossi is going to say that's not a fully valid get, and therefore Chalat is below Mesiabens. Okay. The Gemara continues. We said in the Mishnah, Zeh Gitech Mehayoyim Imati Mecholi Zeh. We had the last part of the Mishnah, that if he says this should be a get, and it'll take effect as of today, if I die from this sickness. And then we said he got up and went around in the marketplace, and then later on he was sick again and died. Then we have to have the doctors evaluate whether he died from a relapse of the original illness. In other words, was he not really completely better from it, or whether or not, or whether this is something new. And depending on that will be whether the get is kosher or not. So Rav Huna says in this connection, gitay tmatnasay, a get has the same din as a matnas shrivmara. The get of a shrivmara has the same din as a matnas shrivmara. We had this briefly before on Daf Samach Vav, when we had the case over there with Geneva wanting to give a bequest to Rav Ovin, and before he was taken out to be executed. So we mentioned this point over there of gitay tmatnasay, and we were analyzing it a little bit. But here now we're talking about it in connection with our Mishnah. So ma matnasim omad choizer, just like when it comes to a gift of a shchivmana, if he recovers, then choizer, then he can change his mind, and then all the matonis are bottled, because the whole point is he was given those matonis intending that he's in figuring he's going to die from his weakness. A shchivmana, after all, was lying on his deathbed, but then he recovers, so everything goes back and. So the same way he says, Af gitoy im omar choizer. Therefore, Rav Huna says the same thing to get. If he recovers, then he can take it back. Which means, so now Rashi says, of course, if he said in the Mishnah immati, then it wouldn't be because he didn't die. But even if he didn't say immati, even if it was just a shivana, and he just gave a get without saying anything, Rav Huna is saying he obviously meant to do it based on the fact that he's going to die, and here he didn't die. So even though he didn't make any tznai, then still he would be able to take it back when he recovers. So Tosfos discusses a lot of that and says that Tosfos discusses based on other Gemaras and other things. And Tosfos and Rabbeinu Tam, and Tosfos ends up saying that no, if he gave the get and didn't make a tznai, then no, he can't change his mind, because not really the same as a matnas shchivmana, because the matana is only going to be chal achamisa, but the get has to be chal when he's alive. So unless he said something, when Rav Huna says gitay kamat nasay, it just means, in other words, the get where he says mehayoyim imes mecholizeh. So if he says that, then the tznai is completely gone, because he was omad. So even though he became sick again, then the get wouldn't go back into effect. And then we're gonna say that other amiroyim, Rabba and Rava, disagree with Rav Huna on that. And they could say that, it might even be a valid get. But according to Tosfos, we are talking about that he actually made a t'nai, because if he didn't make a t'nai, then yes, it would be in effect no matter what, because he didn't say anything. So therefore, Rav Huna continues, Uma gita afagad le parish. So by a get, even though he didn't specify when say t'nu, given to Omak Sovu, he just said write the get, afagad le Omak t'nu, even though he didn't also say t'nu, and we've learned previously in our parak, and in the previous parak rather, we learned that when you say kisvu and not t'nu, then generally that's no good. But by a shrimra, even though he didn't say t'nu, then it still works. Afmat nase, the same way by matona. Kiven rama t'nu, afagav le konum yode. Once he said give it, even if they didn't make a kinyan, then it's in effect. That's again, we had that on Daf Samach Vav before to discuss that Rav Avinu should be entitled to Gniva's bequest, even though there had not been a kinyan. So that's Rav Huna. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? T'nan, we learned in our Mishnah. Zek gitach me'ayomi mati mecholi zeh. We said this should be your get, and it'll be in effect as of today if I die of this illness. But Omar v'holach v'shuk, and he got up from his sick bed and went around in the street. V'cholo mes, and then he became sick and died again. Oim demar, he said we have to evaluate. Im mach nascholi orishin mes hareza get, v'im lav en a get. If he died because of the original illness, then it's a get. And if not, then it's not a get. Now the amit, if you're telling me Yomamad Choser, that once he recovers, then he can be mevatel the get. Lomali Yomdona, then why do you need to figure out which illness he died from? Hare Oman, he stood up, he recovered, and so the get should automatically be bottled. Again, according to Rashi, even if he didn't make any t'nai, according to Tosfos, okay, we're talking about if he made a t'nai, but either way, so he made a t'nai that if I don't recover, well, he obviously recovered. So what's the question? So doesn't that disprove what Rav Huna is saying? The Gemara answers, Amar Ma'abrei de Rav Yosef, Mishmei de Rava. No, because you could talk about El Shinitak Necholu L'Choli. You could be talking about he recovered from one illness and immediately became ill with, and immediately became sick with another one. So we have to figure out whether he died with the first one or the second one. Rav Huna is talking about where he actually was completely healthy for a while. Says, what do you mean? The Mishnah says he stood up. That means that he recovered. The Mishnah says, okay, Omad Machol is ever not from Machol Yachad. Means he recovered from one illness. Omad doesn't literally mean stand. It means that he recovered from one, but he immediately became sick from the other one. The Gemara says, what do you mean? The Mishnah says he walked in the street. And the answer is Holach HaMishantoi. Means he was walking with a walking stick. So he could be sick. So the point is, in other words, Rashi says, it's not that the Mishnah is saying, Holach, and you would say that there's a difference, Omad or not. The reason why, when there's Holach, when he was well enough to walk with a walking stick, now he was walking with a walking stick, but you still need to find out whether it was the original illness, because after all, it could be he recovered from it, and this is a different one, and he said mechovis there, or maybe not. But if in fact he was completely healthy and walked around without a stick, the Mishnah wouldn't be talking about that case, and Rav Huna would be saying that the get is bottle in that case. Bahok mashmalan, so that is what the Mishnah wants to tell us. The holach hamishante who would be in an umdana, that only if he's walking with a walking stick do you need this umdana at all. Do you need the doctors to evaluate whether he died of that illness or of a different one? Idach, but if it was a different case where he didn't need a walking stick at all, umdana nami leveinan, then we don't need an umdana at all, because he's now sick with a different sickness, we would still assume there's some kind of residual thing left from the, or rather, if he didn't walk with a walking stick, if he didn't walk b'chlal. So in other words, we would distinguish so far as follows. We would say, if he said, Zek yitech mecholi zeh, meaning that if he dies of this illness, then it should be a valid death. So now we have a few possibilities. He might die of that illness, then obviously it's a valid debt. He might, the opposite extreme is he might completely recover from that illness and walk around in the street without even a walking stick. So then that's then Rav Huna is saying Omad Choser. So then we're saying that the get is completely bottled, because then obviously he recovered and the t'nai is not in effect. Then you have the cases where holach al mishanto, where he walked in the street with a walking stick, where then the Mishnah is saying that you need an umdana to find out whether in the end he died from the original illness, because he still obviously was somewhat sick with it, the fact that he needs a walking stick, or maybe not, so we need the doctors to figure that out. And then we have Rav Huna's case, where then we have the case that So that would be Rav Huna's case. Because after all, it was Ahmad. Then you'd have the case of the Mishnah where it says that. So then you'd have a related case. Actually, both of them are kind of implied in the Mishnah where he recovered from one illness and immediately fell ill with another illness. Then we have very good reason to say, well, then also we need an umdana. We need to figure out whether in fact he died from the original illness or not. Then the Gemara is saying, actually, we don't need an umdana. Then we don't even need to evaluate. We assume that he eventually died from something left over from the first illness. And therefore that would be a valid gift. So the Gemara asks, Shamat Mino, well, does that mean we can derive from this a related din? Shchiv Mara Shenitach Mechoyle Lechoyle, when you have a Shchiv Mara who went from one illness directly to another, and he died eventually, matnasi matona, you're telling me his matona is matona, because according to Rav Huna, that's exactly the case, because in the Mishnah, you're saying that Rav Huna is understanding it to be talking about where he, where nitak mecholu l'choli, so because in our Mishnah, he said mecholi zeh, then therefore we need to figure out what it was, but if he just gave him matona, then it would be a matona. But is that in fact the case? And the answer is ain. As a matter of fact, yes. The Omer of Lozim Shmeidanav Shchiv Mena Shemitek Mecholu Lomecholi Matnasim Matana. Yes, as a matter of fact, if a Shchiv Mena was sick with one kind of sickness and then he recovered from that, but immediately he fell ill with a different kind before you have Omad, before he was able to get up and walk around in the street unaided, then yes, the Matana would be a valid Matana, and there's no taking it back. Okay. So now the Gemara continues. Okay. So that was Rav Huna's opinion. So again, Rav Huna had said that a get of a shchiv mera, he could, once he recovers, once he's able to walk around, then chozer. According to Rashi, even if there was no tanai, and according to Tosfos, only if there was a tanai. However, the Gemara says, Rabba v'Rabba lo'svirlahu hod Rav Huna. Rabba and Rabba disagree with what Rav Huna says. They say that yes, matnas shchiv mera, if he recovers, he can take it back, but with a get of shchiv mera, we don't say that. And they say gzera, that would be a gzera, shema yomru yesh get la'achamisa, because people see that he gives the get, the stam, again, according to Rashi, you're talking about that it was the stam without any tonight, and they see that it takes effect when he dies. So then they see that if he recovers, then it's bottle. Yomru, people are going to think, yes, get la'achamisa, that there could be a valid get even after he dies. Because they're not going to realize this din of Rav Huna, that a get of a shchiv mera is something special. So according to Rashi, the vote is, in other words, so Rabba and Rabba are saying, if he said imati, then fine, then that would be a tanai, and everybody knows about the tanai. But if not, without a tanai, we can't allow the get to be undone. Now according to Tosfos, Rabba and Rabba are saying that what they're saying is, when he died of the first illness, even if there was an omad, then even if there was an omad and he's completely better, but now he died, and eventually the doctors figure out that it was from the first one, then still ein chozer bo, and the get would be a valid get. So in other words, we are talking about a case of a tanai, because again, Tosfos learned that we are talking about a scenario where to begin with he said a tanai, but again, the people are going to think that maybe it's not the tanai that makes the get take effect, it's the death that makes it take effect. Because otherwise, what do you mean? He eventually died of that illness, and Rav Huna is saying, therefore, it's not a get. So people are going to think that the validity of the get depends on him dying, and that's not so, because ain't get lachamisa. So the Gemara asks, it comes out, in other words, according to Rabba and Rabba, midaraisa would have been a valid get, but midarabanan, or midaraisa would not have been a valid get. But midrabanan were saying that it is, even though he recovered, and on the face of it, therefore, the tanai wasn't in effect, and the get should be bottled, nevertheless, the Chachamim are allowing the get to stand. Well, you have the famous question that the Gemara asks in a lot of places, as we had in fact earlier in our Masechta. How could we have that midaraisa? It's not a valid get, and she's still an eshes ish. And midrabbanan, because of this gzera, that people are going to think yesh get la'achamisa. Therefore, we're going to allow her to remarry anybody else. The chachamim don't have the ability to, on the face of it, to make such takonis and gzeras that go against that go against something daraisa with something like that. And the answer is ain, yes. Like we learned earlier in the Masechta, when we're in connection with being Mavatal again. Call the Makadish Adaita Dirabon and Makadish. Whenever a person is Makadish, he always does it with the agreement, he always does it according to the Das of the Chachamim, which is why Tosfos had said earlier in that Sugya and Daflam and Gimel, that is why we say Kedas Moshe B'Yisrael, to show that we're making the Kedushin depend not only on Das Moshe, not only on that should be valid Daraisa, but also that the Chachamim should approve of it. And here the Chachamim undid his Kiddushin and made it as though there were never any Kiddushin in the first place, and therefore therefore there's no problem with the get being valid. We're talking about whether the get is valid or not, because it's considered that there were no Kiddushin here in the first place, and all this time they were having Znus. Which we've talked about before on Daf Lamed Gimel, a point that the Rishonim say, we don't just say that kind of thing willy-nilly. We use it only in certain extreme cases like this where he has a get that he gave with or without a tnai, depending whether you learn a point of Rashi or Tosfos, and he's a shchivmanah and so forth. So then, in an extreme case like that, in order that people don't get confused about the dinim of a get, then we're going to be asking, you know, we don't do that willy nilly in other cases. We don't do that, for example, in particular, the Rishonim didn't talk about, we don't do that, for example, to be matir and aguna. You have a woman where we lived at the end of Yevamos, her husband disappeared and we don't know where he is. We're not going to use afkeinu in a case like that. We're only going to use it in certain extreme cases like we're talking about over here. So the Gemara asks here, like it does in other places, Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi, Tenach the Kaddish B'Kaspa. That would work well if he was Makadish with money, because then we could say that the Chachamim undid it because Hefker based in Hefker. So therefore, they could consider that the money was never given as Kedushin, but rather it was just given as a Matana. Kaddish B'Bia Ma'ich L'Memer. What about if he was Makadish B'Bia? What do we say then? How can they undo that? And the answer is yes, Shav Yerubon, Levi Elas Nus. They made it that was Elas Nus rather than Bia for Kiddushin. We talked about before on Daf Lamed Gimel, Rashi brings an explanation from his Rebbein that the question was that only Kiddushin Bia or Daraisa and Kiddushin Kesef or Darabonon, and so the Chachamim might have the ability to undo a Kiddushin that's Darabonon, but not one that's Daraisa. But Rashi there and a number of other places in Shas strongly disagrees with that and says absolutely that's not what it means. All kinds of Kiddushin are valid Daraisa. The question is rather that by money they have the ability to make it Hefker based in Hefker, but by Bia on the face of it they don't. And the answer is that yeah, they do have the ability to retroactively make it the Ilasinus. So on the other hand, we talked about there is something that the Rambam writes that Kiddushei Kesef he uses an expression on Midivrei Sofrim or Pirushin Midivrei Sofrim or whatever, and there's a good deal of discussion about that. It may actually be that, I mean, after all, what were Rashi's Rebbeim thinking? Rashi points out over there, for example, somebody's Makadosh for Kesef, we still say that the Kiddushin are fully valid Daraisa, and she's going to be an Ashes Ish with all of that entails. So there is an answer, there's a Lomdisha answer that's given, that it's along the lines of the Torah explicitly says that Bia is good for Kiddushin. The Chachamim figured out, based on things in the Torah, that the Torah is leaving room for other methods as well, among them Kesef, being Kesef and Shtar, but once they did that, then those have the status of Daraisa. So therefore, that could justify that position, that it's still Medivrei Sofrim. We can still say, since the Chachamim, to begin with, are the ones who came up with Kedusha Kesef, and then gave it the force of something Daraisa, maybe they have the ability to undo that more than Kiddushei Bia, where it says explicitly in the Torah, and the answer is that no, they can undo Kiddushei Bia as well, because they can make it via Lassimus. Okay. The Gemara continues, Tonan Abonim, Ze Gitech Mehayoim Imati Mechoyli Ze. Again, what happens the case where the husband says, this is your get, and it should take effect if I die of this sickness. But Nofala bayis olav. In the end, he didn't die of that sickness. In the end, the house collapsed on him. Or snake bit. So then, ain't a get. then it's not a get, because such kinds of things he didn't have in mind. He had in mind, he didn't have in mind unusual things like that. On the other hand, but if he says, if I don't stand up, if I don't recover from this illness, and a snake fell on him, or a house fell on him, or a snake bit him, then it would be a get, because after all, he did recover. Well, the Gemara asks, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Sefer. Still, what's the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer? Now, Tosfos brings from the Yerushalmi. There's a big difference, because in the first case, he said, if I die from this, and he didn't die from this. But in the second one, he said, if I don't recover from it, and he didn't recover from it. But our Gemara doesn't seem to hold of that distinction. Either way, whether he says, Immati Mechovizeh, or whether he says, either way, it sounds like it means that if he dies from this illness specifically, and here he didn't, he died from something else. So what's the difference? And the answer is Sholchu Mitam. So they sent from there, from Eretz Yisrael, Ochlei Ari Ein Lanu. They sent back when he's eaten by a lion, which is another case of an unusual illness. Then we don't hold that it would be a get, because again, it's not something common. He didn't have that in mind. So that being the case, then it means that actually the sefer of the Braisa then is mistaken. The sefer, which had said that there would be a case that it is a get, where he said imloy emod, we have to say based on what they sent from Eretz Yisrael that the sefer of the Braisa is a mistake, and therefore that either way the get is not going to be good. And in fact, the Gemara tells a case which is going to bear on this. Hahu gavra de zabin ara l'chavre. There was a man who sold property to somebody else. Kavla lekol unsa demisyalid, and he accepted on himself responsibility for any onus that will happen. So anything that happens, for example, somebody takes away the field from you because of a debt that I didn't even know I had, or whatever, robbers steal it from you, or whatever, then I will reimburse you. Well, serve a piku bonara. But eventually, what happened was they redirected the local river to go through that field. So that's an onus, because now the field can't be used anymore. Now it's underwater. Also, came to Ravina. So he came to Ravina to get reimbursement. Amalei, Ravina says, Zil Shapile. So Ravina says to the seller, yeah, go reimburse him. Go get him another field. Because after all, you accepted any onus, and this is an onus. But what do you mean? This is an unusual onus. So maybe he didn't have that in mind. Eventually, the matter rolled along. In other words, it went from one place to another, with the chachamim discussing it in each place. Eventually, the case was brought to Rava, or motel kamed Rava, omalahu. So he says, yes, in fact, Rav Acha bat Achlifa is right. It's an onsa de lo shliach, and therefore, he shouldn't have to reimburse him in a case like that. He only meant the kind of onus that you would normally expect. So, Esve Ravina L'Rava, so Ravina asked, what about from the Braisa that we just said, Imloy Emen L'Chobizeh, that if he says, if I don't recover from this sickness, V'nofol al-Baisei Kishin Nochosh, and a house fell on him, or a snake bit him, Hareza Get, then it is a valid Get. Omele Rava, so Rava answers back, V'Ema Me Reisha, knew, why are you bringing from the Sefer of that Braisa? Bring from the Reisha instead. Where it says that if I die from this illness, then if one of those things happens, ain't a get. So just the opposite. You're trying to bring a proof from the sefer that there's a difference between an onus that's shchiach and not. But from the ratio, we see just the opposite. You're trying to bring a proof from the sefer that says that there's no difference, that an onus is an onus. But from the ratio, you can show that there is a difference. But Omale Ravina min Difti the Ravina. So Ravina asks, what's going on over here? Mishum de Kasha Resha Sefer Loimus Vinit Yuktavina. So what? So because we have a stira between the Resha and the Sefer and the Braisa, therefore you can't bring a question from it at all. Why is Rava rejecting the whole thing and bringing something from the Braisa? At least Ravina should have a point. The Sefer of the Braisa supports him. So you would say there's a stira between the Resha and the Sefer. Okay, so we have to figure out how to reconcile it. And Omalei and Ravina answers, hey, yeah, given the kasha reisha sefer, precisely because the beginning and the end of the braisa contradict one another, loy itma ben medrasha, therefore that shows that it was never taught in the Beis Medrash, where there the Chachamim would have already clarified what's going on in the reisha versus the sefer. We have to say, it must be that there's a mistake in it. Zil basa svara. So therefore, you have to go according to the svara. And therefore, Rava is right that you can't bring a proof from that braisa. So the svara is that there is a difference between onus between an onus that's shriach and one that not. So therefore, sort of Ravina in effect is saying that I changed my mind and I agree with Rava. It's also possible. The truth is there are two Ravinas in the Gemara. There's Ravina Harishon, who was the chaver of Ravashi, and there's Ravina Ha'achron, who was the last Tamora. So maybe there are two different Ravinas over here. Why don't we say
that we want to look at what his thought is. His thought is he doesn't want to have even done by a brother, so this way he makes these conditions. So if it happened to be he died a different way, but we should look what his thought is. If he's making that condition,
after all, we have to see what he actually said. Then we have to determine based on that whether it's a valid get. He may have all kinds of things in mind, but we still have to look at what he actually said. So therefore, does what he said include this kind of onus or not? Tosfos actually discusses, and so you do have, we learned at the beginning of Ksubas, that we said that, anyway, we learned earlier in Amasekta, we're going to learn later on in Amasekta as well, in a couple of Daphim, we're going to say, ein onus begitin, that when we say, for example, a person says this get should take effect if I don't come back within 12 months, even if there was an onus, even if, let's say, you can't come because the river flooded and there's no ferry or whatever, we still say, ein onus begitin, and the t'nai takes effect. So what's going on over here? So Tosfos says actually you have to distinguish between different kinds of onus. You have the kind of onus that's very common. That for sure ain't onus begitin. You have the kind like we're talking about over here, a house falling on him, where we would say there is onus, even by gittin. And then you have the in-between one where you can talk about where it's sort of in between. It happens sometimes, it happens, but not all the time, but it's not so rare either. Or then Tosfos goes on to say that maybe this is even an onus shriach, and then Tosfos works on reconciling this with the Gemara's with the Gemara's in Ksubas. One thing Tosfos says that you don't want to make a joke of the whole thing. You don't want to have that. The fact is he said imak mecholizeh, words to that effect. That means that he dies of this illness. So you don't want to make a joke out of it and say that he maybe means to include any kind of onus, whether that or not. So therefore, like it was sort of like what you just said, he wants to pater her no matter what. So therefore, maybe we should say, so therefore, Ravina is arguing maybe it should be a valid get, but Rava is telling him that's not really that's not the braisa itself obviously has a mistake in it, and we can't use that svara. So the Gemara finishes off with a related story. Rav Papa and Rav Huna Breidin of Yeshua, Zaben Shumshmi, Agidud Nahar Malka. Rav Papa and Rav Huna Breidin of Yeshua they bought sesame seeds by the banks of the Nahar Malka, a certain river in Babel. Ogur Malachi La'abrinhu, and they hired sailors to take the sesame seeds across the river. Kabilo Alayu Kolon Sinemisyavid. And again, the sellers that accepted Achrayus, that no matter what happens to this, no matter what happens to these sesame seeds, we'll reimburse you. L'sof istaka Nahar Malka, in the end, Nahar Malka was dammed up, so the boats couldn't travel in it anymore. Omrulahu, so Rav Papa and Rav Huna Breide Yeshua tell them, Aguru Chamri Akinu Nialon, well, you have to go and hire donkeys to go and take the merchandise off the ship and bring it to us. After all, you accepted on yourselves any onus that's going to happen, and this was an onus. Also, so they came to Rava, to Paskin. Omrulahu, so Rava answers them like in a bit of an insulting way, but they were his Talmidim, he's allowed to. He says, Kaki Chivri, white geese. They were white in the sense that Rashi says they were old. They had white beards already. Rabbi Akiva Eger gives an explanation that the Gemara in Bracha says if a person sees a goose in a dream, Yitzakel Chochma, he can look forward to the Chochma of Torah, because a goose honks very loudly, the same way as a Talmud Chacham learns Torah before Hesia, and then and everybody knows about it. So he calls them kaki chivi, white geese, mashalchi glimi de inchi, who to take off people's clothing. In other words, you're thinking the halacha, you're trying to pass in the din not correctly for your benefit. You should know. The fact is, this is an unusual onus that the whole river should be dammed up like that, and no boats can travel in it. And no, the seller never had in mind to have to accept such an onus on himself, and therefore he's potter. And if you need to get those sesame seeds from point A to point B, then you're going to have to hire junkies yourselves rather than putting it on him. So similar to what Rava was saying before, that there is a difference between onus de shchiach and onus de lo shchiach.